Well, welcome to the Unfathomable Grace Podcast. It's Thursday, October 14th, 2021, and today I want to give you a five-minute thought from the Word of God, something that will encourage you about how God loves you and how He's gracing you, something that may motivate you and make you want to show God's unfathomable grace to others. Today I want to talk to you about the importance of thumbs. That's right. Those fingers, those appendages that you have on the end of your arms, that one that is your thumb, it's an incredibly important thing in your life. I want to prove it to you. It's underappreciated, but it can be incredibly powerful for evil or for good. But before I get there, I want to read a passage of scripture that may be of some interest to you. You've heard it before. It's about James. It's from James chapter 3, and it's about the tongue. It says, "For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle his whole body." Then it starts talking about bits. It starts talking about rudders. It starts talking about sparks. And at the end of the passage, it says, "What is the deal with this tongue? It's full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the image of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursings. My brothers, these things ought not to be so." So James is looking and he's saying there are a lot of things that are underappreciated but incredibly powerful. The bit that goes in a horse's mouth. I don't know that I've ever watched the Kentucky Derby and focused on the bit. But it's that bit that turns the whole horse's head, which turns the whole horse, which means the course is either won or lost based on the master and the bit in the mouth. How about rudders? I used to live in Palm Beach County, and there we would go down and we would look in the bay and we would see the million-dollar yachts. But in the 8 years that I lived there, not once did I say, "Hey, could I look at your rudder?" It was underappreciated, but incredibly powerful, for it sends you in the direction you want to go and keeps you from catastrophic damage to your sailing vessel. The same thing is true with sparks. There's the Alisal fire going on right now in Santa Barbara County. Almost 4,000 acres have already been consumed, and none of it is under control. A spark can be an incredibly good thing when it starts your car or when it starts the fire in your mountain cabin, but what devastation it can bring when it's out of control. And so James says the tongue is like that as well. He calls it an evil. It's set afire by hell. It's a poison, an untamable animal. With our tongue, we can do incredible damage through false teaching, spreading disinformation, lying, slander, boasting, belittling others, using it to seduce. It's set afire by hell. Who can control this tongue? It's like a wild animal. The answer is nobody can. But thanks be to God. Because of His unfathomable grace, our bodies become His sacred place, and our tongues become His instrument for good. And just imagine what we can do with that little tongue, that underappreciated but incredibly powerful instrument. If it's in the hands of God, if the Holy Spirit is inspiring it, if we're walking in accordance with the Spirit, we can use our tongue to tell people about Christ, to pray for people, to teach them truth, to teach our children truth, to defend those who are being harmed, to admonish those who are straying. And oh, how we can encourage one another. If we will just use our tongue in the way Christ would have us, the words that we speak can help the anxious person, the fearful person, the person that's lost hope. Oh, how we can use our tongue for good. The tongue is so underappreciated and powerful. And by God's unfathomable grace, it can be used for good. But remember, we're talking about today the importance of our thumbs. What do I mean by that? The Bible says, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, let's do it all for the glory of God. And so I would encourage you today, like you use your tongue for the glory of God, how about your thumbs? How about when you are using your mobile device and you have a tendency to sit there and use your underappreciated and powerful thumbs to waste time, to covet, to boast of all that you and your family want to pretend to be, that you want the world to see with your social media lies, or even to lust? Why would you use your thumbs for that which is evil? Why not dedicate your thumbs to the Lord today? And with your thumbs and your mobile device, you can encourage. Right now, you can send a text to someone and let them know of your love for them and God's love for them. Right now, you can teach someone. You can send a verse. You can share a link. You can point them to the direction of a great podcast. Right now, you can evangelize. Your thumbs, they're not very pretty. Don't seem to be that important. They're underappreciated. But your thumbs connected to a media device can be of great harm to you and to others. But your thumbs can be used for the glory of God. So use them well. Encourage someone right now. As God brings people to your mind today, send them texts of encouragement. And at the end of the day, maybe God will do something fantastic by His unfathomable grace through your thumbs.